Okay. What I want you to do is get connected. And I guess one is as good as any. Okay, yeah. Okay, so if you look at connect one, HTML, okay. And also open link pass, okay. If you have that, I'm not sure I gave that to you, or whether I'm going to tell you to make one of those. Okay, so this is what I've got. And I set up a separate area called link pass, and mine says okay, because it's okay to show you to view my one that has link pass, actually, has my passwords in it. So link pass is set up, and over here I say include link pass, which includes the real one, okay? So I set up link pass, and I say link equals MySQL I underscore connect, and then I use the word localhost, because I'm using a localhost. I put in my username and my password, and that is my Linux password. No, not my Linux password, sorry. My MySQL password. I said Linux. MySQL password. And optionally, you can tell it the database you want to use. I usually put it in, but if you use a different database, it will override. And then you say, no semicolon here because I'm not done, or die, could not connect, and it gives you a standard error. Otherwise, I'm going to print connected successfully. And I leave that in almost all the time, just so I know I made the link okay. So then, when I run this,
may I ask why you said include link pass.php, but the name of the file is link pass okay.php?
That's right. Because I'm not showing you LinkPass, because LinkPass has my username and my passwords in it. So I'm not showing you LinkPass, because LinkPass has my password in it.
Where is
it? You can't have it. It's mine. You're going to make up your own version of this.
Okay.
Where you're going to put your username and your password. And that's what you're going to use.
Okay.
Okay, so you're taking this link pass okay, and you're going to save it as link pass, and you're going to fill in your username, your password, and your database, and fill in those three, and then it becomes your link pass. Okay, so then inside my PHP, I just said include link pass. As you'll see, wait a minute, let me finish typing this. Okay, and that's the only thing you're seeing is the connected successfully. Because the only thing I did in the PHP was say include link pass. And the only output I'm getting from link pass is it connected successfully. So I want you all to do that. Make these two programs get a connected successfully.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's optional in the database?
Whatever your database is, the database you chose. It's optional because you don't actually have to have this clause in there.
Okay.
It will work without it. But if you are using a particular database and you only have two that you can use and you chose one of them, I just would put that database in there.
Okay, so this is when you open Putty, right? That's the database you're talking about?
No, the one you created in Putty, yes.
Okay.
But now we want to connect to those databases that you connect, that you made.
Okay.
Okay, so now we're trying to connect, and right now this program is only going to show that it can do the connection. So you want to just get these working, and you want to get something coming back at you and saying connected successfully. The second one you want to do is the one that says my 2 down below. And then you just came in, so you might as well just go with the 2 if you want to. Which is 2 HTMLK. And this one tells me that I connected successfully over here. And over here, it tells me that I successfully linked to the database. Which is what I mainly want to know. So while I'm learning, I keep those two print or echo commands in there, just so I can rule out that as a problem. So again, my program called LinkPass, which is where I keep my password information and where you're going to keep your password information. And my link pass is like this, except this is link pass okay, which means it's okay to show you because you're not going to see my password. Okay, so this is just my sample that you work off of. So at a $link here, I say $link equals MySQLI connect. Then I write the word localhost, because I'm using a localhost. I write my username. I write my SQL password. And optionally, I can put in my database. It's a good idea. So I put my database in there. And then I say audi, and audi, I will get the words could not connect. And MySQL will give me an official error. And the program ends. If it doesn't end, I get print connected successfully. So I got that. Now I'll come over here and I say include LinkPass PHP. And what that does for me is, since my password is in there, I don't want to really make it part of the code. I want to be able to show you the code and not have the password sitting there. And so I include the program that includes all of the codes. Then I say MySQLI, SelectDB, and this is the key line. Is I say $link, which means it does that. The include is like taking and pasting that in there. So it's saying $link, which is giving it the information it needs. And that next thing is the database. Now that's the database that's really going to be used. This says optional DB because it's optional up there and grab that database. Okay. And so I'm saying $link, which provides the information, and then the name of the database. And then I say my result is going to then be MySQLi query $link, again, making the connection, and then saying select asterisk from item first. So I was able, I didn't do the or die, so I successfully linked to the database. And I selected from the item first. Didn't do anything with what I selected, but I just have now made the selection. Okay. So I'm now seeing that I connected and I've linked to the database. So now my question to you is, have you linked? Has everybody got that done? No. Okay. So you need these two programs, and you can copy them if you download first proof, we'll have those in there. Notice my select is saying select asterisk from item first, where item first is table within this inventory. First, database. So there's my database, and there's my table. I should have asked the question the other way. Has anybody gotten this done? And obviously, linkpass.php has to be in the same directory as the program, or else you need an address to get to it.
I'm getting some text error.
Okay, good.
I'm trying to figure out where.
Yeah.
Which database can I use?
The one that had your name in it.
I'm sorry. The first thing you put in before your username, like CISweb.CrystalCC. Is it CC
okay.
Or Mass?
Okay.
The localhost. Sorry.
Localhost. Just put localhost.
Just put localhost.
That's right. Just keep localhost there.
I put Crystal CC.
No, just put, that's why I was, I'm in a bubble. I've got too much confidence in me. And so I'm a little bit off in another land, and I couldn't figure out what you were talking about.
Oh, sorry.
Well, that's quite all right. But you know how you can, when you take a lot of cough medicine and everything, you just are in a bubble?
Yeah.
I'm in that bubble. So this is reality and I'm off in another world. And these lines are basically lines that I copy. You know, I don't write them ever.
I still get that.
You can.
Okay. So, you go first. So, what I did is I copy and pasted that from the rehab into my SP.
Okay. It's Localhost, then you have to put in your username and password.
Right here.
Yeah, where I say username here. Okay? So if you look in mine, which you're not going to do, that will say P. Grossa, because that's my username. Now yours is going to have a number after it. And this is going to be the... I think they called it the MySQL password, right? I can't remember whether they called it the PHP password or the MySQL password. But I think they called it the MySQL password.
The password that we didn't have originally?
Pardon me?
The password that we didn't have originally?
Yes. And so that's the password you're putting in there. So when you logged into PuTTY, remember you put in your Linux password first and your MySQL password second. And that's the MySQL password.
I put the Linux password.
That wouldn't work.
Okay. Then we'll just save it. Right.
And this would be optional DB. Because I am looking at that example, I could put in then first here, because that's the one I know I'm going to be using over there. But here, you're going to put your password. Yeah. You're going to put your password there, your database there. So that this is the database you use. And it really doesn't want me to write there.
And we leave Localhost as is, right?
Say that again, leave Localhost as is. Localhost should say Localhost. Yeah, no, that's the biggest problem people have is wanting to put something else in there. Localhost should say Localhost.
But you're not going to put invent first in here, you're going to put yours. In optional DB. It says connected successfully?
Yeah, if you could just refresh this for me. So, I created a whole new file, so the name that I just copied, I can pass one, pass, and I do the one to my recipe, and I open it, and that's what I got, and then I go to my user, pass one, and it's a data piece of
paper. Right.
That's all.
That's right.
So far, so good.
Yep. And now you bring out my HTML2. I started you out with connect one, and that's all it did. And now I've opted to connect two, and connect two is also going to make sure that you connect not just to the server. Okay, the first thing is connecting over to the server.
Which is what I just did.
Right. The second one is connecting to the database specifically, and showing that it can retrieve from the database because it is successfully able to do that select. So it's able to connect and get something out of the database.
I've got it connected.
Huh?
I've got it connected to the database. I just have to fix something in the table.
Okay.
That syntax is wrong. Sure.
And remember, the include is like it takes those three lines of code and just plunks them over where the word include is. It takes these three lines of code and puts it in there. That's what include does.
Okay, so I'm going to link it to that whole time I was kind of stuck.
Okay.
Link past PHP, that's what I want, so connect it to my first one. MySQL, select database link, IV first, when it says IV first, I just, that's the big, I just write the same database?
Yes.
That I did the first time.
That's right, that's your database.
Okay, so.
And the table over here is a table that you created in that database.
Okay.
So you've got it go working? You've got it working. Have you got it working?
I'm trying.
Okay.
And then resolve MySQL query, link select from item first. That's right, you put the table? Okay.
Only you're going to use your table and your database.
Basically, the only things you're changing, if you call this link pass, the only thing you're changing here is the name of the database. Everything else should look the same way that mine looks. You're just changing the database and the table, right?
If you're running into problems, one of the people that got it can come and help you, since I don't want to breathe on you.
I think I got it. Maybe help me make sure that I got it right.
Have you got it working now?
I did the second one, and it says test connection
okay.
Successful.
Okay, then you're all set. How are you? Is yours?
I got, I think I might just have the wrong password. For the password up there, Do we use the Linux or the MySQL?
The MySQL.
All right, that's probably what's up then.
That's the MySQL password.
All right. Just give me a second.
Okay, so we're going to assume, I guess, that that's your problem, and let us know if you run into others. And now, can I please just make this all clear out? Okay, so now I 4AA okay. Yeah, that's a good one to look at. These are, a lot of these are, if you look at one of them, you've looked at a bunch of them. So the one I'm going to look at next is 4AA okay. Don't ask me what happened to 3. 4AA, okay. And that is showing data.
So I'm now going into the table, and I did a select, which in result gave me a result. And now I'm saying, while the row equals, and the result that came back from doing fetch rows. So I'm doing fetch rows. I concatenated the data together inside the loop. So I have a loop that says, basically, while row equals fetch rows, and that just basically means while you still have the record. MySQL fetch rows will fetch a bunch of data, will fetch the rows. It will keep track of where it is. It will just fetch a whole bunch of rows, and the while will step through those, and each current row is called null sign row. Okay, now those are my names. And then I said, okay, so now show the first field, dollar sign row, concatenate that with the second field, and the sixth field, I guess, or fourth field, whatever. Zero, anyway, 0, 1, and 5. Okay, I didn't show 2, 3, and 4. And notice those are concatenated down there. I'm just seeing the data coming out.
Again, I'm sorry. I where it says MySQL select database, just write again. Link, you have to write database inside of every one of them.
Say that again. MySQL I select database. You're writing link and the name of the database you're using.
Okay, so what you're doing here is you're telling it what will get you on the server. So this, in the link pass.php, you're getting onto the server. You're doing the password to get onto the server. Think of that when you were in PuTTY, you did that second round when you were doing that stuff to get in. That was like this. This is like that second round. Okay. So now you're in. Now you go over here and you repeat the database, which is why it's optional over here, is because you're basically repeating it over there.
And when you tell it, okay, now select the information from the table within that database. And then you go into the while, and the while does a fetch rows.
So it's fetching rows that meet. commissioner that got selected, and I had no criteria to select, so everything on the table is being selected. I only happen to have 3 records on that table. So item first has 3 records on it. I'm selecting those 3 records. I'm selecting them here. Now I'm saying MySQL, I fetch row. So it's going to step through that collection of tables. Result is the collection, because I did the select, so that's in result. So it's now stepping through result. So result is the collection, and row is each individual record within that collection. So it is now going one at a time and showing you the results from the records, from the 3 records. So now I've basically said, okay, I can set up a database in PuTTY, and actually we'll get into creating a database here because I can create it within PHP. So I don't have to use PuTTY. I can create it within PHP. Okay? So I can come into PHP and create a table, and we'll get into that next, well, the week after break.
So the catch-up week is coming up now?
Yes, vacation week, catch-up week, yes. So yes, definitely. And no, you don't get no homework. You get a homework this week, but you don't get one next week. So the homework that I assigned this week is due the week after break. So, now I'm stepping through these one at a time, and I'm putting out the information. And I put it out in a paragraph, which means it takes a line between, so that's why I'm seeing all that. So, is everybody getting some data out? Okay. That's what, you know, that's the main thing I want to accomplish today. Now I'm going to bring up, I'm going to kind of skip some of these, and you can go through them yourself, and we'll go through them if you have time, but I want to go down to Connect 5 Associate, Row Associate, okay? Connect 5 Row Associate. Okay. Okay, so on this one, I started out, and my select statement, I said select an item number, item name from item first, where item number equals, and I went for a particular item number. Okay, now, notice that this entire select is in double quotes. And I want to go for a specific ID, which was a text, I believe. So I wanted to put it in single quotes. So I have to put it in single quotes, or I wanted to put it in quotes, I should have said. I had to put it in single quotes so that it didn't mess with the double quotes. If I had said double quote here, and then come over and tried to include this in double quotes as well, it would have thought I was terminating that double quote, and it would have messed it up. So I have to put that in single quotes. Okay. And then I exit if I didn't get a result. if exclamation dollar sign result means there's no result. So if I didn't get a result, I exited. Okay. Then I said, okay, MySQL fetch row. And I printed out the row 0 and 1. Okay, so you will see if you look at the output that I printed out 12121 and then monitor. Okay, now there are three ways to fetch data once you've selected it, to fetch it to use in a output. One is fetch row, one is fetch associe, and one is fetch array. They're all my SQLi at the beginning of it. Okay. If you use row, then you have to refer to the data by its location. So row 0 is the first field, row 1 is the next field, row 2 is the next field, etc. And so you have to use location, okay? If you use array, or soche, this is the soche verse. If you use a soche, then you have to use the actual name of the field. So the field is named item name, okay, and item number. So I have to use the actual names of the field, which means I have to know what the field was called, okay? But I have to use the actual names of the field. If I use array, I can get it either way.
Can we always just use one?
Yep. And if I was going to use one, I would use array. There's array. There's array. Okay, and with array, I used item number, so I used the name of the field, and I used one, which is the location of the field. So I was able to use either one of them, and they came out that way. And then there is a way that used to be used a lot, which is writing MySQLi associ in there and MySQLi num in there. And then basically you said I was using the array, which allows either one, but I wanted to use the name. And I was using the array, which lets me have either one, but I want to use the number. I don't see a lot of value. Notice here, I just said fetch array result, and then down here I said fetch array result, put that in, and MySQLi associ, MySQLi num. Seems to me it's better to just use the row associ and the array instead of doing that, but if you run into those are acceptable as well. So yes, you can pick a particular way of doing it. I would then pick array. I don't know, array may take more time because it has more flexibility. And if you care about time, then you want to check and find out which one is the fastest. But with the speed of things happening nowadays, that consideration is not as critical as it once was.
Most server sites use MySQL and PHP, huh?
I think it's the predominant one, yes. There are other options.
One of the other options is Perl, for example, which we cover in the 250 class. Just a little bit. So anyway, what I wanted to get to, and I wanted to make sure we made it, so I skipped down to these, is that you need to figure out when you're retrieving the record, okay? Am I retrieving using array, row, or associate? Because it lets you do three different kinds of retrievals. So now we can go back and pick up a couple of other examples. And again, this one has one of those BRs that I should eventually clean up. But I... somehow never get the ambition to go back in and look at all of them and see where the BRs are. And I really should when I'm getting ready. But anyway... okay, so now if we go back, there are some other things inside here that we want to look at. We looked at FAAOK. I'm going to look at FAOK, and that one is the same, but I'm now concatenating in a space between the fields. So this one is called AOK. And so I've now concatenated in a space between my fields, and I did row 0 and then row 2 and then row 1. Okay, and I've concatenated a space which makes them look nicer. And then we'll go down to 4HTML OK. Sure, I see anything different in that. That's just that showing just one field. So I'm saying just select the item number from item first, and item number is therefore the zeroth one. So when I use fetch row, I use 0. Or I could have done a fetch associate and put item number inside quotes instead of the 0. Okay. For table, okay. This really is not terribly significant, but so I said select asterisk from item first, where item number equals 12121. Now this time, notice I didn't put it in the single quotes and it worked fine because it was a numeric. And even though I believe I defined it as string, it can still handle it because it's a number, it's all numbers. So I didn't need to put around it. I could have put the single quote around. And then I did a different kind of a test. I said, okay, result is where all the records are going to go. If the number of rows in result is equal to 0, then I've got an error. So I handled it this way. I'm just saying if the number of rows is 0, then I didn't get any retrieval, which is an error. And then I said, okay, if it's not an error,
error I exit, and it's not an error I drop down. And I used a table, and I said the TB, so I can mix the table, TR, TD, right into PHP, or down to here, I went in and out of PHP to show the table.
And those are my two options. Okay, one is to embed the HTML into the PHP to make a table. And the other is to make the table in the HTML, and whenever I need to access the data, go into the PHP and grab a row field. So those are just two ways that I can choose to show a table.
So a row is a field. It's not like one.
No. Well, a row, yeah, kinda. It's an array, basically. So the row is basically an array. Okay. And
the array. So when I refer to $row, I'm referring to the whole array.
There's the difference between using array and row, then.
Pardon me?
There's no difference between using array and row?
Well, no. I'm just saying that my use of it is, or their use of it, is it's an array, because if I want the first field, I use a zero after row. Second field, I use a one after row. Right. So row is a collection of fields. And to get to an individual field, I have to say row and then tell which field it is I want. Okay, and in this one, I didn't move down, but notice I said echo out MySQL num rows. That's something that I have in there. Echo MySQLi num rows result. So when I do the select, how many rows are in the result? And notice it actually returned a 1. Okay, because I said echo it out, and it actually returned a 1. Because I didn't do a BR when it's sitting right there next to the connect.
But it does exist. Okay, there's a where here.
So again, I'm just selecting item number from item first, where, and this time I went back to using the single quotes.
A lot of these are just very, very similar. They're just slight variations. Okay, this one is actually using the fetch array. So this is connect 5, donor 2.
Okay, so I went in and I said select ID and name from donor. And then I said while the results, and this time I'm using array. Okay. So I went down and I wrote out using names, and I wrote out using numbers. So you can see that I can grab either using the name or the number. And I alternated between double quotes and single quotes here to show you that those both work.
I think that pretty much is everything on here. Yeah, I think that's... Okay, if you bring up Connect 2, I want to just take a couple of minutes before we're done and look at a few of the ones in Connect 2 and show you what's happening in Connect 2. Since I was out... Second Connect group. Okay. And I'm not sure which one to pick. Yeah, I don't think I'll pick that one. Okay, those are some good ones.
I gave you some homework to take a look at. And in doing the homework, I think you'll find help in all of these that are under Connect 2, because there are a bunch of different examples.
Okay, so this particular one is Connect 8A, and there's a gazillion versions of this. And we'll look at some of them after break, but I think it would be in your best interest if you decide to do the homework next week to come and look at some of these. And there is nothing so complicated that it needs really an explanation. They're pretty basic. And that would involve my getting the address correct. Okay, so I started out and I said select asterisk from donor where state equals the content of state. And when I have state over there as Rhode Island, so I want everything that equals the content of state. Everything that has the state of Rhode Island. So then I went in and I've extracted all of the Rhode Islands, and I printed out the ID number, the name, the city, and the state. And I used array here. I could have used a soc because I'm only referring to things by name. So I could have used a soc there. Questions. You all seem to be looking at it intently, which means you're either in a daze like I am.
Well, the other example, you had a comma in between two.
I think I just wanted a comma. So I put it inside the little comma, I think. I don't remember. I might have been using the comma as a separator, and it just can be used as a separator too. This one is using the dot for an academy.
So the columns themselves, like item number, item name, those are the ones that are indexed, not the actual rows, not the actual data. Because it looks like
I'm not sure what you're saying.
So we're using, like when we use the fetch row or fetch array, where you're using a number that's the index for which one?
Okay, select asterisk from donor is getting the results, and it's going to get them according to the names that I gave the database when I defined the database.
Is donor the name of the table?
Donor is the name of the table and, in this case, the database. Dumb idea.
I see, because you're saying MySQL select database link donor state Rhode Island.
Yep.
So you pull in the state.
So I said here, okay, this is a donor database. Yeah, not a... Actually, it's a very widely used idea, but it's a dumb idea anyway. Because this is the database, this is the table, and it's fine to have them have the same name.
But somebody like us looking would tell.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I said select asterisks. So this gets the names on the table. Because when I come down here, it knows about ID number.
I was pulling stuff from the table without using the asterisks. That's fine too, right?
That's fine.
But
they have
the only specific
way.
Things. I'm sorry?
Asterisks is just the lazy man's way.
Okay.
Takes care of them all.
Oh, that's why. Okay, so when you do that, it shows the whole table. So I would use that as a reference so I could see the table again?
You can, but you'd have to display it. You can't see it from this, but you can. So now I said select asterisks from donor where state equals, in this case, Rhode Island, because I've established it in Rhode Island. Okay. And then when I come down here, I'm using the name of the field as it was on the database. If I had used row here as opposed to array, then I'd be using a zero there because it's the first field on the table. So back to your question. You figured out what it was?
I'm just trying to... Oh, I'll come back to it because I'm trying to get ahead of it, I think.
You're calling the row because the row is ID number.
Yeah.
The rows are actually the categories.
So what if you used numbers like 0, 1, 2, 3? You put one too many numbers, like you didn't have enough fields in the table to cover.
It's going
to
give you some kind of an error.
Alright, so it doesn't even show anything, it just gives you an error?
Probably go through the reading.
Try and see. Okay, let me take a picture of this before I mess it up, which I already did.
Do you know JavaScript at all?
So, edit. Any language you know is going to help and in some ways hinder because languages are different from SQL. Okay, so I'm taking this. Copy and come back over here and I'm going to say file, new, file, and test in class. Okay, so there it is. So if I put a zero in here and I put, well, let's just do that for a minute.
And so now, when I come over here, I am running what I'm now calling test in class. Okay, didn't I save it? Oh, I don't think I saved it as PHP. Huh, wait a minute. I did it directly online. Okay, we'll make that a 1, and then I'll have to come, let me change it. Okay, so file. I'm going nuts. Talking about the bubble. Testing class, I need to put an extension on. That's what I need to do. There. Now maybe it will run. Yes. Okay, so that worked fine. And now you wanted to know what happens if I run out of room. And so we'll put in here a 8.
That's the original.
That's the original. Thank you. Oh, it's a wonderful world we live in. Okay, so I will change this to, I think, a 9 ought to be all right. We'll find out if we get some data. So it gave me some of it. It gave me what it could.
What did you show? Oh,
I said show 9, and it wasn't in the 9th field.
But it gave you the, boy, never mind. It gave you the rest, though.
It gave me the rest.
Yeah, it just skipped name.
It just skipped name, because name was where I put the 9th in.
Okay, so it gave me, it did as best it could do. The best it could do, but it couldn't do it completely. Okay, so what you're going to find is that if you go and look through these examples and play around with it in the second working class, then you can probably do a good deal of the homework. We're still going to go over a bunch of them, but you can probably do a good deal of the homework. Okay? And we have a very impatient class. No, come in. That's fine.
Hey,
they're really done.
Yeah.
But I'm
sure.
Yeah,
the other pH, the other.
Okay, so we're done.
I'll probably figure it out.
Survived. Or I survived.